Okay, TH. I just started watching Rotten on Netflix, and they're showing how, it seems to me at least, the need for avocado in the world. People all over the world seem to love avocado. Has turned a lot of land in South America, especially it seems, into avocado industries. That, of course, need a lot of water. So the water goes into those industrial farming areas, producing foodstuffs, much of it innocent, like fruit and vegetables even, and plants for making clothes and so on. What to speak of crops for feeding livestock that people also like to eat. Now, what may have happened during the past 100 years, or even shorter, maybe 50 years, is that shipping has become more effective, maybe cheaper, more easily available. And that the middle class has grown in many countries all over the world. Thus increasing the demand for exotic food stuff. Has increased the usage of land for such purposes all over the world, especially, of course, in the warm countries. And the usage of water that this in itself has disturbed the balance in nature, and contributed to the climate change, the global warming, which is really mainly taking place, of course, in those warm countries. Deforestation, industrialization of the land, and the enormous resulting consumption of water. I'm just speculating a bit, or following some logical path here, that this must be what's going on, and I don't know to which extent. There must be facts to find about that. And if I should take it one step further and become a conspiracy theorist here, it is odd with this carbon dioxide issue, blaming everything on that. At one doesn't put more effort in stopping deforestation and planting forest trees, because that's going on, but the deforestation is going on still big time. So by decreasing carbon dioxide, one is giving less air for the plants to breathe, which is also odd. So maybe, just maybe, if we would publicly acknowledge and admit the actual situation of the industry, not just some coal power plants or whatever, but a much, much, much bigger industry. The food industry, the textile industry, and so on and so forth. That this would be too inconvenient, so it's better to blame old coal power plants and ordinary people. Tell the carbon's story. I don't know.